Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of After Chillers. DJ Jose is your host, the train driver, the steering holder. You know how we do. We keep it nice and fresh. Before we get anywhere, I just want to say a big shout out, send a big shout out to all of y'all for making us get to the 200,000 mark. You've contributed a lot to make this channel what it is today. Big up yourself. Salute to you. Salute to you and yours. So let's gun for 300,000. How about that? By the end of this year, we are killing 300,000. That's what's up. So, guys, I've got a friend to the chillers. I don't know how this guy didn't make it to the main show, but he will tell us why he didn't get to be on the main show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome the one and only. Chup Loma Suit Loma Nung. Chup Loma Suit Oma Nung. Chup, what up, my man?
I don't know how this thing works, my boy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Hold on a second.
My boy, what up, Josie Jones? I can't see you.
You're not supposed to see.
No. I gotta see you.
Brother. Okay, sharp. The thing is, if you see me, it's gonna mess up with the screen, man. How you doing, mate?
I'm good, bro. How are you?
I'm chilling, my brother, man. Listen.
Yeah.
You are back in full effect. You are back and rocking. And I've got a couple of questions that I want to know about the show, bro. Like, I've been meaning to ask you. I mean, we meet up every now and then, but we never actually talk about stuff that goes on your show. I mean, we talk about our own little things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how long does it take to record like one full episode, man?
Yo, how long does it take to record one full episode? It takes us like literally 30 minutes.
So, Bon, I get it now, you get a letter. Okay, Sbani Bani is giving us problems at home. So this is a guy from, let's say, Pietermaritzburg, for argument's sake. So what's the next step?
Okay, so basically from then on, it's a matter of, so what we try and do is we try and get a lot of mails from like one specific area so that we can attend to that one specific area. And then from there, we move on to next different areas. And then from there, so that they start doing their job, and then I then visit them, and then after I visit the complainant, get their story, then the roto, after all and people, then we just get to the bottom of it, and then I choose for which one it is that I attend to, because some of them didn't. So, you know, I mean, we all know that you're riding into a chola because you have been cheated on. So I want to know how, and I try and get the different ones as to how it's a thing. That kind of limitizes for it. Attend us a thing, that's a thing. From then on, then we start shooting. After shooting, helping the complainant or the affected or the hurt, and we take it through up until the end of the show. From then, the show goes into editing, and then we're good. So that whole process, saying from the letters coming, that would be a good anything from 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
Some of them will take from 3 months to 6 months.
Shoo. Yeah, it takes a lot of work, man. So Amaroto, because I only know Risi Le Zuma. That's the only Amaroto that I know of that are working with you. So how many Amarotos do you have? Yo, so tell me about therapy. I mean, a lot of these people need therapy, bro. Like families are broken. Do you guys take care of therapy for all these people that are hurt?
For those that need help, yes.
Yeah.
But I'm the one to deal with it individually.
And then when I do you need any help? After seeing some stuff?
Yeah, I do. Usually I have it like after every 2 weeks, depending on how many cases I've taken in 1 week. So maybe if I've taken on about, say, 15 cases in a week.
Yeah.
I would then have to go in for therapy, depending on the day that I'm not busy on, just so that I can recoup, because this stuff is really emotionally taxing.
And of course, understandably so. And then when it comes to the danger that comes with it, I mean, you're messing up with people's lives. Yeah, I mean, you are in between like very sensitive subjects. So aren't you scared, bro, that you might get hurt?
Well, I am, but I mean, it comes with the ditch-up. And I wouldn't really say messing up with people's families. I'm really...
You're trying to help.
So I really don't care about people's families. What I care about is the person that has been cheated on and the person that is being hurt and the broken families and the broken homes and the infidelity, what it causes to kids growing up with the broken families and single parents. That's what really matters to me, you know. If everybody is set out to we are fine. So for everybody that has been affected, that's what I care about.
But one thing that I know for sure, you're shit scared of dogs, bro. Like every
the dogs, I found a remedy for them. I found a remedy for the dogs. There's as long as you get a piece of steak, you can turn this on a tie.
So if you want to cheat and you don't want to get busted, you must just make sure that in your house you buy yourself a huge ass dog wherever you're going to cheat, because Jub is not gonna step into the building where there is a fucking dog. They know. And then lastly, bro, let's talk about music, man. Somebody told me, a little birdie told me, that they saw you in a fucking chopper somewhere. These are stories. And I was like, no, he wasn't shooting with Yajola 99. He's definitely shooting some fucking amazing music video for his upcoming music, because I know this nigga loves his nice life, his soft life. Is there any music that we can expect? Because I know Ndiko Kele, the remix did very well, and the question is, what's next for Jub,
bro? So President Laka Kwala, oh, we're trying to go back to level 5 or whatever. I'm telling you now, there's going to be gigs and gigs and gigs in the fucking houses. Shit is going down. It's going to be crazy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Things that have never happened before. The song is crazy. I'm not going to mention the song, but we've done the video, we've done the music, and, you know, stay tuned to the radio.
When is it coming out? When can we expect it?
2021. We're literally 2 weeks away.
2 weeks away from the latest Jub drop. This is going to be a big drop. And I can't wait. And it sounds like it's dropping with the video.
Yeah, it's dropping with the video. In fact, fuck it. Let me tell you the name.
Inamba Namba, you hear it? Inamba Namba is about to drop. The video is dropping as well.
And I warned them and I said to them, please, can y'all release quickly? If it's the time for you to release, now is the time for you to release.
You're going to shake the industry. That's what I'm talking about. And I know when you drop, you mean business.
We mean business, dog. We mean business. It's your boy. Tupla Masuita, my name, correction singers. Up for the second day, dog. Top! Brisbane.
Four. Nice one, my brother. I'll check you on the flip side.
Thank you, my boy. Charles. Well done.
All right, brother. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, that was Jub Jub, Jub Jub, I'm a sweet, I'm a ningi. You know how we do, man. We causing havoc. We mean business. And we've got Evan in the house. We've got a lot of people joining us tonight. I'm talking about the chillers. Chillers, you know how to get to be a part of this show. All you have to do is subscribe to the channel. Let's get it to 300,000 right now. Subscribe to the channel. Become a member. You are going to be with us right here on Podcast and Chill McG's channel. After Chillers, that's what I wanted to say. And also, remember, we crowned our very first After Chillers queen. Her name is Mihlali. Mihlali is our Miss After Chillers June 2021. And she doesn't even know it yet. So if you know Mihlali, make sure that you deliver the message to her and tell her that she needs to come visit us and get her prize. We don't know what the prize is, but we've got a prize for her. All right. Sports Guy Neo, how you doing, my brother? Welcome to After Chillers, my G. I'm all good, my brother, man.
That was a nice surprise you dropped us, man.
You know how we do. We've got to spice things up a little, you know?
Yeah, definitely. No, also shout out to Tutu for dropping in for the After Chillers, the show for the Chillers.
You know what I mean. So what's on your mind, man? Big things have been happening. It's all happiness all around. The country is a bit happy this week, wouldn't you say?
Happy after the whole load shedding. I don't know, man.
Load shedding is still going to be there. Load shedding is going to be here for the next couple of years, bro.
Most definitely.
You know why I'm saying the country is happy?
Tell us. Give us the juice.
This is why I'm saying the country is happy. Hold on a second. Even though not everyone, not the whole country. Let me see. Hola. Monate acha. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Casper Newvest in the fucking building. Cas, what up, my homie?
Yo, what's going on?
First of all, I'd like to tell you where we first met.
Yeah.
I remember I was booked in Venda Sun, now Coroni.
Yeah.
And this was back in the day, the day before Goomba Fire. You came there with Jabba. You were walking with so much grace, long ponytail. I think Mazaza Lenana Lisolo tape. You used to like those Mazazas. And you knew you were going to make it. You were talking with so much grace and confidence. And fast forward today, man. This is the shit that you are doing. Kaz. Oh no. Let me call him back.
We need him back on.
Don't tell me we. It's ringing.
I am sorry, man. The network in my house is dead.
Yeah, because you've got such a big house. I'm sure your house has got a house inside.
And the horses is a bit tricky.
I can tell you this much. I know where you got the idea of building such a big house.
Where?
You were at the Dome performing and you were like, I like it here. Can I just build a house like this one that I'm performing in right now?
Yeah, that's so good. I like that.
My brother, first of all, congratulations on your big moves, man. I mean, even on my WhatsApp, man. I've got a congratulations, my nigga, message already typed for the next time you are breaking another record. Even when I call Siri, when I talk to Siri, I say, Siri, please call Casper Nyovest. Siri says, what do you want to tell Casper Nyovest? I say, the last thing I told him, which was congratulations. You always fucking shit up, my brother.
Thank you, man, Joe. I appreciate it, man. You actually one of the first people to play our music in Joburg, so we will always appreciate you. That's why I'll take your call in the middle of a party, you know? I'm like, yo, Joe is calling. I need to take this phone call because we at my house and we're celebrating. And I'm just like, I need to take this phone call. Joe is calling, you know?
That's some dope shit, man. I mean, today you had such a lovely day. We're talking about the legacy. What do you call it? The legacy?
Deal. It's the legacy deal, you know, collaboration between Drip Footwear and Family Tree, the brand. And, man, we really, you know, got it, you know, up there. It's a monumental one, man.
Yeah, cause my big question was, I know it's a win for you. I know you're very happy about this and we're all congratulating you. But before Batubator Chela Maka, you know, I wanted to hear from you, like, how are you guys collaborating? Like, what's this collaboration about? Like, did you buy into the brand? Did the brand buy into you? And there's a story of 100 million in the picture. Did they give you 100 million? Can I before niggas start lying to us? You know how niggas are.
Yeah, so basically, I'm in business with Drip. Started talking a long time ago about a shoe, and then we developed the concept into bigger than a shoe, into bigger than music. And we started basically a whole new entity between Family Tree and Drip.
Yeah.
And the deal that we are embarking on is worth 100 million. The reason why we mention the numbers is because we always shy away from the numbers.
Yeah.
And in the meeting that we had, we said, you know, why don't we own the numbers, man? Why should we be shy of saying how much the deal is worth? And me being myself, I said the number and I confirmed the number. I mean, Lekau is a different guy. He likes to be low-key.
Yeah.
And he's all about the business only. So I can confirm the number. And the details of the deal, you know, is you know, partly confidential because of him. You know, I can't tell his story.
Yeah.
But the deal is definitely worth that much.
Yeah. So we are getting closer to that 100 million. Shut up, guy, before we get into that
billion.
1 billion. That's what I wanted to say. 1 billion. We're about to get into the billions.
But the thing is, man, you know, this deal that happened today is not every day. So it's not like tomorrow I'm going to be signing another deal with 100 million. So we need to celebrate right now. But we definitely in the right direction, and I believe I'm going to hit a billion sooner than later. You know, we working on a lot of dope equity deals as well. And for me, I'd love to thank Drip to put their money where their mouth is, because it's one thing to say we support someone, it's another to say, you know, here's how much we believe in you, and let's do the work instead of just talking.
Most definitely, man. I've got one of the chillers on the stream right now. His name is Sports Guy Neo. I'm sure he's got one question he's dying to ask. He's going to be the only one asking. I see people are just congratulating you on the chats. People are just happy for you, Casper, man. You are inspiring.
Yeah, because I need to get back to the party, too.
You need to, just a quick one. Sports Guy Neo, quickly.
XXA Cass, Mom.
Shabuzid.
No, man. Look, for me, it's short and simple, just like short and sweet, or sweet and short, as you would call it. I just wanted to find out, man, when are we going to expect you to come through to the pod and we hear your story, how things are from Muff Town, what kicks you are rocking, and the come up to where you are today? When can we expect that from you?
When can we expect me to come to the pod?
I mean,
we could set that up, man. Like I said, George is one person who calls and I answer because he started fucking with us before anybody started playing our music. So it's someone that I appreciate. So it's something that we could always set up. You know, I mean, it's always about tone. Even his tone right now, I mean, a lot of people have questions as to, you know, how 100 mil, how, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm able to answer him because I know that it comes from just an inquisitive place. It's never from, why you? Are you crazy? I don't believe that. You know what I mean? So George is always someone who can call on me, and I'll definitely show up to the podcast, man. If you notice, I don't go to any other podcast because I know they've got a personal vendetta against me. So with George, it's, you know, it's always love, man.
Caspar, it's been real chatting to you, man. Salute on your moves. And my man, I know big things are still coming. This is just the beginning. And before Ovaya, I need to pray like you, bro. Le nna ke a motshepa mare o ka re o na le ntho e ke emesang man.
O
ntexte thapelo eo nna ke tla replace my name and whatever I need from the Almighty. Enjoy the party, my brother. Ciao, ciao, bro. That was Cass. Sports guy, man. People are just being begazelled by the Lord. People are just, you know, working hard. We must all work hard, brother. We must all work hard.
Kaz is a big motivator, man. There's one thing about the brew is he works hard, you know. You can't take that away from him.
Definitely, bro. Hard,
and it's dope to see that he's here. You came in with the fire today, Jules. What's happening? Which one's this one?
No, we're just having fun on the show. We're just having fun on the podcast.
You're coming with the fire. We're coming with the fire. And this is a show for the chillers. So on behalf of the chillers, we appreciate it, bro.
And then you heard it from the horse's mouth. Kaz said he will come to podcast and chill. So, McG, let's make it happen, man. Let's make it happen, this one. Plus, he's in good spirits, man. We're going to get everything from him.
Everything. It could be even 2 hours. We want everything from Cass, man.
Now, I don't know if you guys saw King Mnada's video. I mean, it was trending. This was very entertaining to watch. And in case you missed it, here we go. Oyama, I see you're saying you're confused. Why are you confused? King Monada is looking for a date to fight Big Zulu. And he went straight to the boxing gym. Why didn't they just fight there and then, man, and just, you know, call it quits? You know what I mean? Ow. Yeah?
They wanted to see this fight in front of a large crowd, COVID or not. But we all know, man, featherweight versus heavyweight. When you want to L cap in court.
No, that's one boxing match I can't wait to watch, man. It's going to be fun. And shout out to Mnada, man, for, you know, pulling out a Mickey out of situations. I mean, I could have told from his songs that this guy has got a funny bone in him. All his songs, man, he's got, you know, like this comedic relief to all the songs that he's been dropping. I mean, all his music, if you look back, like all the message in his songs and yada yada. But anyway, we're about to shut it down. Thanks for joining us. This is how we wrap it up. But before we wrap it up, I've got a message from Winterstock Association. Winterstock Association has a message for all the slender girls. Here's the message. Let me give you the message. Where's the message? Here's the message. Whoo! This message was written by OB Sigwan, and then she says, "Waiti ntikirika didimala marhaino, bo ausi badi slender. Akirela itse gore stock sa winter ke bomang bo rona so. Re kopa weekend e in labo fello litletse strata as a belief. You have been warned, and if you decide not to adhere to these rules, this is what's going to happen to you. This is what's going to happen to you. That's what's going to happen to you. And if you love your Facebook like I do, you must never tell yourself that you are better at loving Facebook than other people. Here is someone who loves Facebook more than you. Her name is Tisieto Kotling. She says, "I won't quit Facebook even if I lose my fingers." Kitla taipa kanyuan. Adios!